My name is Michael Jeffrey Stevens. I'm from New York. I was born in New York, and I started playing piano when I was 5 years old, and then I played in rock and roll bands. When I was in high school, I played all the great rock and roll bands: Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles especially. All that music. And then I started playing jazz when I was 20 years old. And I lived in different places. I moved back to New York in 1981 when I was 30 years old. And I lived in New York for most of my adult life. I left New York 8 years ago when I got married, and I moved to Memphis. Tennessee, and this is my partner, Joe Fonda.
I'm Joe Fonda. I'm the co-leader of this group with Michael, the Fonda Stevens Group. I'm a bassist and a composer.
So I met Joe in 1984. We were playing with a saxophone player named Mark Whitecage. Mark Whitecage is a great American saxophone player, about 20 years older than us. And he turned out to be our teacher, our mentor in the free jazz music, okay? And so we played in his band. That band was called Liquid Time, Mark Whitecage and Liquid Time. From that, then Joe and I decided we wanted to start another band in 1988. So Harvey, Joe and I, and that band was called the Mosaic Sextet. And from that band lasted for 3 years, and when that band ended, we started another band. We kept Harvey, me, Joe, and we added Herb, and we included Mark Whitecage, and that band was the first Fonda Stevens Group. That was 1991, 1992. And then we started touring Europe about 5 years later. And then in the year 2000, Mark Whitecage left the band, and the band became a quartet. So the band's been a quartet now for 9-10 years with the same people.
Thank you.
back in the 1990s, I went back to college, I went back to the university, and I studied at the Queens College to get a graduate degree in jazz. And the teachers at that college were Donald Byrd, Sir Roland Hanna, and Jimmy Heath. So they were very important teachers for me at that time.
First of all, like Michael, I came up in the 60s and the 70s. I was playing the blues, playing a lot of rock music. You know, I was deeply into the Allman Brothers and Buddy Miles and Howlin' Wolf and Hendrix also. So that's my roots. And then I found my way to jazz in 73 when I left high school. I decided to go to Berklee College of Music, and I decided to pursue jazz. My father was a jazz trumpet player, which was a big influence. I was playing with him near the end of his life, which was in 73. So he was like the beginning of my jazz he was one of my early jazz influences, my father, that's right, 71, 72, I played with my father. First real jazz gigs I ever had. Then after my father, there were people like Leo Smith, the great trumpet player Leo Smith, huge influence on me in terms of his concepts, in terms of his composing and playing. The other big influence on me was Anthony Braxton, who I played with starting in 95, I think. I played about from 95 to 2005. He was also a huge influence on me. Interesting, because they were both associates. They were two guys like Michael and I. They were partners in the 60s, and they came up developing their things together. So those are two huge influences for me. you know, sure, I think harmonically, I think rhythmically, I think melodically, but there is an element of, and that comes from being around people like Leo and Braxton, where I think about sound first. An example would be, I can scratch the table, and I can start to hear the music and the scratching on the table. I can start organizing that, and there's no melody, no harmony, no rhythm, but there's a sound here, and I can shape it. And that's sort of what I mean by saying a sound conceptualist, in my opinion.
In the beginning, the band, I think each instrument had a more traditional role, you know. So the bass and the drums had a certain role, and the piano had a certain role, you know, harmonically, and then the trumpet had a certain role. But I think now, over all this time, all the instruments are equally important, and roles can be reversed. So, for instance, I play a lot of rhythm in my approach to the piano, which is actually a percussion instrument anyway in the orchestra. But even when I'm playing electric instrument, I will play a lot of sound rhythms. And Joe oftentimes will play melodically over that. And sometimes Harvey on the drums will play melodies, you know, and Herbie sometimes will play rhythm. So the whole basis of the music has now moved to a place where we can organically express what we feel without so much of the limitations, normal limitations in the roles of the instruments.
Well, with this particular group, the Fonda Stevens Band, we've been together for, what is it now?
Since 91. That's 18 years.
So we've been together for 18 years. So more often than not, we might get together a few days before a tour starts or a few days before we do a recording. We don't have the time to do it like we used to, where we used to get together at Michael's house back in the, when we had the Mosaic Sextet. We used to go over there twice a week and we would practice. That was before everybody's life got more busy and more complicated. So now it's more a matter of coming together, bringing the material, and starting to work on it a few days before the tour starts, a few days before the recording. And we know each other so well at this point that we can do that. If it was just a brand new group of guys, it would be much more difficult. But we know each other so well and have been playing so long, and we have a huge repertoire as well, we can do that now.
At this point, composed music is more of a sketch of our ideas, you know. And then that sketch can be shaped many ways, so it changes every night. And the improvisation is always going on. So I would say in a concert that we play, if it's 1 hour concert, I would say that, you know, only maybe 8 minutes of it is really written. Everything else is improvised. So, and even those 8 minutes is not played the same every time. I'm still trying to express my aesthetic in music is I just want to create something that's beautiful. That's not the band's aesthetic, but that's mine. So even though I might make the weirdest sound you ever heard on the keyboard, I'm still trying to make it, you know, in a pleasant way. But there is humor in the music. Yeah, there's always humor in the music. I mean, when we're standing on the stage, we're just having fun. You know, we're fortunate enough that we can stand on the stage and we know each other and we can just have fun, and the audience usually is able to come along, you know, with us because we're just having fun, and so they can have fun.
play with
flat fingers.
Yes, with flat fingers, yeah. Like Glenn Gould.
You know, I love classical piano. I don't really. I mean, I like Glenn Gould very much, but you know, I don't listen so much, particularly to specific classical pianists, as much as I study the composers. So I like Bach, I like Chopin, I like Beethoven, I like Ravel, I like Scriabin. I love Bartok. Bartok is my number one composer of all time. I'm not saying that because I'm here. I think I'm here somehow because of that. I think the universe has brought me to Hungary because of how much Bartok has influenced all my music. I hear, like, the concerto for orchestra, I hear that in my head all the time. I can hear the whole concerto from the beginning to the end just when I'm walking. That's how important, you know, his music is in my life, you know.
I've also liked Bartok a lot. And the concerto that Michael's talking about is also one of my favorite pieces. So it's interesting that two of us like the same piece without really even talking about it.
really my philosophy about music now is that the future of music is going to be found in the collaboration of cultures. Just the same way that the economic reality of the planet now is global. The internet, you know, everything is global. Everything reflects to everything else and everything relates to everything else. Well, I think that the power of music now is going to be the power of cultures combining and finding something new. Because if you look at American jazz, since John Coltrane, really nothing really, really incredibly new and potent has happened so much that it's changed the whole state of music the way that he did.
There was one time when Michael and I were the next part of the next so-called next generation. When we started, we were the new guys in the city. We were part of the new group of youngsters coming up in New York. And I've often thought about, okay, who are the guys that are doing it now, like Michael and I were back in 85? And I do try to search those people out. I ask, who are the new, who's the younger guys, and who's doing what? Because there are people who are 15 years younger than Michael and I, or 20 years younger than Michael and I, who are doing what we did. And I want to know who they are. It's not so easy because we're so busy. But believe me, there's another generation of people who are coming up, and it's a great question, and it's something that we need to continue to try to connect to them. I agree with that.
Whatever is new in the sense that it hasn't happened yet, I don't know what it is, right? So there's no way for me to teach it. I don't know what it is. They're going to do it, right? They're going to teach me. Arnold Schoenberg, in his harmony book, the first page says, I have learned this book from my students. And that's sort of my motto for teaching and for life, you know. So I go on the bandstand and I try to learn something. That's my goal, you know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm trying to learn something. Thank you.
Tudják, hogy a jó vígjáték soha nem megy ki a divatból?
Az ön édes testvére Kaliforniába disszidál.
Tudják azt is, hogy az egy, az néha kettő?
Add vissza az útlevelemet, könyörgöm, hát nekem vissza kell mennem Kaliforniába!
Mennyire más lett tennünk az a lehetetlen kistérű testvéred?
Azért ne bántsuk őt.
És hogy a veréb is madár. Kabos Lászlók főszereplésével a veréb is madár. Hétfőn este az M1-en.
A kívánságműsor következő adását is nézőink levelei, e-mailjei és telefonjai alapján állítottuk össze. Önök kérték például a következő műsorszámokat és előadókat. Holnap hajnalig a Neotonnal. A Villanegráról énekel a Budapest Bár. A népszerű Bubamara, azaz a Szilva Fácska, a Budapest Bár legújabb sikere. A Jósnő, Nóti Károly kabaré jelenete Csákányi Eszterrel, Koltai Róberttel és Mikó Istvánnal.
Önök kérték. Kedden este az M1-en.
Rendkívül fontos ügyet kívánok magára bízni.
Ellopták az aranyhalakat.
Hogy szereted a halat? Rántva?
Valakit aranyhallal szúrtak le.
Lárika csinál aranybalizkát.
Piti ügyeket bíznak rá. De mindig belebotlik egy hullába. Linda. Szerdán 21 óra 5 perckor az M1-en.
Reméltem, hogy ma már nem ver össze senkit.